I have to say, I love your Peeps cup. I love that. And if you don't go home with it, don't come knocking on my door. I promise it's not me. I promise it's not me.
It's at this awesome boutique in Janesville. Oh, somebody tagged me in and I was like, oh, shit, add to cart.
Oh, my gosh. It's so cute.
I've been using it for, I don't know, 2 weeks straight now. I mean, I wash it.
Do you? Because I don't wash mine.
I'll wash the straw and stuff like that every couple days. But, I mean, it's water. It's not like.
Yeah. Is it 40 ounces?
Oh.
Is it?
Girl, that's a, I don't know.
It looks like it's.
I think it's a 40 ouncer.
It seems like it's taller, but I don't. Do you have a Stanley?
Okay.
How many do you have?
I just.
How many Stanleys do you have?
I just broke down and bought a pink one.
Oh.
Because it was on sale on Amazon. And that's a 30 ouncer.
Okay.
So I did. But I have a lot of tumblers because they're fun and blah, blah, blah. I didn't really get the Stanley rage, but then when this one was on sale and I'm using more tumblers, I was like, okay, so yeah, I got a Stanley now.
Right, you do. You have a Stanley. I wonder what brand that
this
is.
This one, it says Katie did on the bottom.
Oh, okay.
Is that a brand?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know.
So, but
listen to me. I have no clue. Oh, sure. That's what it is.
It just.
I have no idea. I don't have a Stanley. I have the original Stanley.
The thermos?
Yes. It's not even original. I mean,
it's green?
It's the green.
Yes. My dad does too.
Do you remember when I had that when we first started working together and I
bring your coffee in with it.
Yeah. I did use it a lot.
The OG.
No, I'm not. But I do you remember I put rhinestones all over it? Like I blinged it out.
I didn't mean to snort.
No, it did. I did. But then it started kind of lifting off a little bit because it just wasn't.
But you're the OG.
No, I'm not. Like our grandfathers were, like my grandpa was, you know, but I.
But for you to be carrying that still.
And it was green and I did it a long time before.
It's pretty manly.
Absolutely. But it kept it hot.
Yep.
It kept it hot.
It's awesome.
It was.
My dad, yep. He still take that to work every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
They will last through the war. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
And whatever. Well, the one late, how Stanley became very popular with pulp culture and influencers now was because of, wasn't there one that her car caught on fire, but the Stanley was okay.
It still had
ice in it. So there you go. It blew up. It just completely blew up.
I'm impressed.
Today. Exactly.
Even the non-Stanley ones, you know, I'll put this at my bedside, throw some ice and water and throughout the night and in the morning, shit's still cold.
And if you're trying to drink more water, that's the best way to do it. It's the best way. Good. I'm still carrying around this old jug that has the 8 a.m. ready to go down to 8 p.m. You got it. Yes.
That's like the workout ones.
It is the workout ones. Remember? And then I had the gallon one, but that just got too heavy.
Well, and that doesn't fit in your car cup holder, does it?
This does not.
So it's rolling around.
It can roll around. Like it's. It injures my dogs every once in a while, but it's okay. It's all right. It's fine. But anyway, so I'm excited because I believe a little bird told me that for souvenirs this year, there may or may not be some really cool tumblers coming, like one of the dupes. So
put one aside.
I will. Anyway, we have a souvenir meeting tomorrow.
Okay.
I can't wait for it. We have some really fun things in the works for the Walworth County Fair, 175th year this year. So I cannot wait. We've already, the mugs have been going. Aren't those pretty?
They're like, my mom said it best. And I can't remember now, but they're like almost like they literally just came off of like a pottery wheel. I mean,
they are hand thrown individually.
Okay.
So no two are alike. They're made from a company in Minnesota.
Okay.
And they're pottery. They're the real deal.
I mean, it's a mug.
They're handcrafted each one.
It's
so
heavy, not heavy, but it's sturdy. It's just
good solid mug.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have my coffee in that, and then I've got the duck in the Jeep.
Yeah. Our third in the series for that too.
So I'm happy.
We had the bee, we had farmer duck, and now we have our patriotic because of Stars, Stripes, and Fairy Lights.
Yay.
I can't wait. It's going to be such a fun year this year at the fair. Again, At the end of August. But of course, we have Neon Nights that we'll see everybody at.
Oh, I just got chills for that.
I know. It's so exciting.
We have so many. Well, here I am. Like I'm on, like I work for the fair.
Well,
we've got so many great acts.
We do have so many.
I mean, and they do. I don't work for the fair, but we will be introducing bands
and
artists for the fair. So here I am like, oh, I work for the fair now.
You do. Well,
but you guys have amazing.
You work for mugs.
I do. I really do.
You work for mugs.
And sweatshirts and ducks.
Yes.
And,
yeah, exactly.
But you guys do have a killer lineup this year.
I know.
For Neon Nights and the Walworth County Fair. And oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. And so, yeah. So stay tuned for announcements. I believe they're going to be coming soon.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah. So you're going to be hearing that first. But how have you been?
Busy.
Yeah.
But good.
Good.
How about you?
Busy. Busy and busy and busy.
You guys.
I think I can say good. I think I can say good now at this point. Yeah. I'm coming off a really good week. Actually, a great, grand, fabulous, beautiful, wonderful weekend with family.
What happened?
That helped my soul so much. Yeah. Because just with work has been so stressful lately and has been for the last couple months. So a lot of pressure, a lot of stress.
We met, 3 weeks ago? It's been a little bit again, and I don't know if we talked about Sweet Peggy's passing here.
We have not. I don't think that we have been together on the podcast since everything has happened, because I think that was probably one of the reasons why we haven't, because it's just been a lot going on.
Well, she's got some huge, mungus. Did you get that? Huge mungus?
Yes.
That's my terminology.
Yeah.
Shoes to fill. And you guys are trying to figure things out now.
Right.
And trying to figure out what her day-to-day was at the fairgrounds. But you're also missing a friend and a coworker and just somebody that was so knowledgeable about the fair and the fairgrounds and the history and everything. And it's so much at once.
Mm-hmm. Peggy Frazier worked here for, it would be her 25th year coming up. I want to say April, I'm not going to say the date. I think I know it, but 25 years coming up very shortly, and she recently passed very suddenly. And so, you know, when somebody works there that long, you know, a lot that things weren't written down. She had things filed in her memory and in her mind and brain and everything like that. So, but you know what she did do is she was a good leader here in the office and those that worked very closely with her. I've only been here, 2 years, two and a half, maybe
going on two and a half. Yeah.
Two and a half. Those that did work with her longer than what I have, she trained well, she really, you know, but yet there are those things that only Peggy knew.
I was just going to say.
Or there's things only that Claire knows you know, grounds operations. And so.
I was going to say, they know the stuff that, you know, that couldn't be taught.
Yeah.
Too.
Right.
You know.
Yep.
And
seen it all and everything like that.
Yeah.
So we're going to be having a celebration for her because we were planning a 25th year anniversary party for her.
Okay.
And so it's still going to be happening.
Good.
And it will be. It also in, you know, memory of Peggy and also some good things coming for Peggy during the fair.
Okay.
So
good.
Yeah.
Something
her memory and her legacy will live on at the Walworth County Fairgrounds. That's
definitely
a definite. So, so anyway, so that's what I'm saying. That's what I mean as far as, and plus we have a new website that we built and a couple other things behind the scenes that,
and
you
if
know.
Anybody's built a website. Oh,
oh my goodness.
Gosh.
Yeah. So, wow.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah.
Yep. And
that's okay. That's
and that's
life.
Great. That is life. That's good. So that's what's happening. By the way, it's been a while since we've seen each other and sat down and to do a podcast.
Yeah. Yep. So just busy working, children's. Mm-hmm. Did you see the kids yesterday?
What was up with that?
So on my Facebook page, I posted, I take my god kids to school Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And little boy has autism. So he likes to hide under blankets. And I keep one in my car. It's still kind of chilly here in Wisconsin.
Snow is on the way.
Oh, don't even.
Stop swearing. I know, I'm not. Sorry.
Just saying the S word, people.
That's right.
People are like, well, you said much worse. So I get in the car because I strap them in, get them loaded, go back in, get my stuff, you know, whatever. And I come out and she says something and I turn around and they both have the blankets over their heads.
It's
one blanket together.
And yeah. It's like covered. They made a tent.
Yes.
Yeah. They were huddling because
it was cold and because
they're kids.
They're kids.
I loved it.
I sent the picture to Sophie. I'm like, oh, I don't know where the kids went. My mom's like, oh, you lost the kids? I'm like, I don't know. It's hard to get good help.
Did you used to do that though? Love it. I love it.
Building forts.
Me too. Yeah.
So yeah.
So much fun.
I just keep a blanket, an extra blanket, either for the dog or the kids or the dog and the kids and whatever. So
what's going to be happening? Have they had spring break?
Spring break starts this Friday through next week.
Okay. So all right.
Then I will
have before Easter then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. So I'll have them the majority of the day and then Emmanuel still goes to therapy.
Okay. What about the summer then? Because once you know you hit spring break, boom, it seems like it's like it comes in hot.
I know.
Before you know it, it's going to be May.
I can't believe that. I believe they're going to be in a whole bunch of like clubs, camps,
mm-hmm.
and I believe that Emmanuel still goes to therapy,
mm-hmm.
and so they'll be in more stuff than, like, the last two summers I had Isabel a lot,
mm-hmm.
and we would go and do stuff and blah, 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 but she's going to be in second grade, and that's, you know, she's active.
Right. She's starting to be in more things and do more things,
So I think I'm still just going to be the godmother on call those days if something happens, but they're going to be out and about.
Yeah.
So.
And who would have thought?
Yeah.
What, 3 years ago?
Mm.
Two years ago?
I know, right?
Right?
That I'd be having godkids.
Because you didn't know the kids. Mm-mm. I mean, until after we left the radio station.
Yep.
After you started going to
Sylvia.
Sylvia.
Fit and Faith Fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
Woo. Yep. Absolutely. So.
Yeah.
Isn't that.
It's weird.
It's so weird how it is true. Once that door closes,
uh-huh.
another one does open up for you.
Yep.
And where that leads you or what, you know, what path you take once that door opens.
Yeah.
It's.
I like the term divine appointments too.
The
fact that I saw Sylvia walking and Bill said, hey, I think, because I had talked about working out.
That's so good. Right.
And Bill's like, oh, I believe she's a trainer. And I was like, and that's what I wanted to do. I didn't want to just join a gym and be like, oh, you know,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh. Another woman. Okay. Well, I'm going to contact her. So she literally walked by and I Facebook messaged her. I was like stalking her and we became friends. We're the same age.
So how did you know it was her on the street? And then you Facebook, I mean, did you kind of know
Bill knew.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. And
okay.
he said, oh, I believe that's Sylvia.
Okay.
She owns a faith-based workout business, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, okay. And then, you know, I went to her for a long time, got to know her, got to know the kids, da, da, da. Turns out she needed somebody Monday, Wednesday, Fridays with the kids, and it's just all worked out. And then it was
isn't
like,
that wild?
Hey, will you and Kendra be their godmother? I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, isn't sure.
Another drink. Yeah. I mean, it's going to bring me to tears.
I know. So,
I saw on her Facebook page.
Yeah.
She has an amazing, let's see here, an amazing class for, it's called Bully Proof Strength and Conditioning.
Oh.
Preteen/teen boys, ages 9 to 15 years old.
Oh, when they got to get it out. They just got that aggression and that testosterone. And that.
She said, this was a day ago at Fit and Faith Fitness on their Facebook page. Spots are already booking out. But, I think that. She said one day ago, enrollment is open. So I don't know how many spots they have left.
Okay.
It's 12 weeks this summer and it's with Adrian Avila.
Okay.
I'm sorry if I'm just mispronouncing your name.
Missed that.
But yeah, I think it's really cool. Bullyproof strength and conditioning. I think she's onto something. I think it really is very cool that they're tackling that.
That is really awesome.
Yep. I think that's great. So anyway, kudos.
Yes.
Kudos to Fit and Faith.
Love it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Yeah, that's how everything
that's so cool.
How things happen.
Has played out.
Yeah. Well, and look at you too. You know, look at how awesome at the fairgrounds. Look at how the podcast.
I know.
You know, we've had to take some time because life, you know, this isn't our full-time job.
Right.
Once you start the money pouring in, you know what I'm saying?
I know.
That's when it becomes the, hey. But obviously.
I haven't heard you do share for a while and I'm trying to join. There you go.
But clearly we are
share
not there.
Share comes back.
Oh, I forgot to turn back to her. You just turn back time 2 weeks ago.
If you
ago.
Could turn back time, I would not. Maybe there would be a few things that I would change about a few things in the last few years, but no.
But it's where you are right now. And it's who you become, and it's how it's made
helped
you
grow.
Molded you.
Yeah. You have to
make you stronger.
And go through to grow through.
No kidding.
Right?
I mean, look at pearls. Mm-hmm. They have to get beat up.
I didn't know if you meant mini pearl. I didn't know, like, pearls, like what, who, where.
I am mini pearl because I never take my tags off.
Oh, yes. I've witnessed that.
No, I mean, like, pearls that you wear. Like, they have to get beat up and rotten, you know, and there's not just up there is a pearl. You
exactly.
Know? So, yeah. You know. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. I do. Oh, I do. Thank you, Cher. Thank you. Yeah. And we're springing forward. Oh. Today is the first day, full day of spring. This will be airing tomorrow. So tomorrow it will be the first full day.
Wow.
Yeah. We're ready. But except for Old Man Winter is like, wait a minute. Coming for you yet.
It's Tuesday right now that we're recording this. This will drop on Wednesday. And Thursday, we're supposed to get 1 to 3 inches of snow.
Right. At first, it was like up to 6.
What?
So it's fine. It's going to be gone anyway. What are you guys doing for Easter? What's happening?
Going to church. I already got my outfit planned out.
Had your outfit planned out for 50 weeks by now. 53. Well, probably.
Hard to stream it.
48.
Right.
What color?
So
pink.
Well, duh.
Yeah.
Pink and orange, and they're just like pops of color.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And orange and lavender, and it's a fun.
I love it.
Little get up, you know.
So fun.
And then I believe we're gonna try to get into the Texas Roadhouse.
Oh, Tex Road.
They have one of those where like you call. It's like, I don't know how they explained it, but like you can't really make a reservation.
Oh, is it preferred seating?
Forget what they call it.
Do you get rolls waiting?
Oh God.
I mean, because that's all I want. It's all just give me the butter and the rolls.
What did you have for Easter? Rolls.
Hot cross buns from the Texas Road.
So good. So we'll try to get in there. We'll see. We'll probably
want to know what it is. Like you call
you,
and they
you call and then there's like
and then they call you back and say tag you're it.
Or something like that. And like and they let you know like within an hour or something.
Oh, when you're seat.
Yeah, if there would be an opening or something. Okay.
What happens if you, do you set your own time? Like, is it between like say 2 and 4, or I mean, and they call you at 8 p.m. Are you still gonna go? What happens?
I'm in the drive-thru at Burger King right now, getting me a Whopper. You know that's what's gonna happen. You're going to want to go to Texas Roadhouse.
I just don't know how this works. I'm just curious.
I don't remember what it
is. Okay. You're going to have to report back.
Because I was like.
You have to report back. That's all I wanted.
So somebody's going to have to call during church? And my mom's like, yeah. I was like, here I'm going to be, praise the Lord. Hi, Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse.
Are you going to be open in a half hour? Like,
Buttermott biscuits, I'm coming home. coming home hot.
Right.
What was I going to say about that whole thing? So it's almost like they give you that thing that goes off, like the vibrating thing, yes. And then it lights up, but it's like, going to be on your phone.
Right. So like you don't have to be there.
Do you have to download the app then?
I don't think so. You just call, put your
name. So it's like then you do a text.
Yeah. Or they'll call you or take you with like an hour and a half, you know. So that's why I was like, okay, well, if we want to eat at noon, so.
That's so good because you could go shopping.
I'm going to be calling at 10:30.
You could like go shop. Well, no shops are open, I'm so assuming.
I think some shops are.
Oh.
For Easter.
I wonder if the mothership is open. You could go do that until they call.
Probably.
Like after church.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
I don't think a whole lot of places close for Easter.
Really?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I think.
I don't know. Because I don't really ever go shopping on Easter.
True. Same.
I don't know. I have no clue.
I don't either.
I think that's to be determined.
Thanksgiving was the big one to get places to be closed so that you could spend time with your family. And then Christmas. Christmas Day, a lot of places.
Yeah.
You know, obviously shut down.
I don't know.
I don't know about Easter.
I don't know either.
That's a good question.
I hope people get the day off.
I do too.
I do.
Whether you're, however you believe for Easter, just to take time, be with family,
right,
friends,
and eat peeps.
Oh God, I love peeps.
I'm not a fan.
I know, but you know what? You could nuke them in the microwave on top of chocolate and mm-hmm. a graham cracker, and mm-hmm. it's an instant s'more.
It is
so good.
I have deep fat fried. I did do an experiment. I think I probably told you this before. I dipped it in. I can't remember what kind of batter it was. Mm-hmm. I dipped it and then deep fat fried it.
Oh, can you do that
just
again?
For the experiment? And I was on the radio at the time.
With me?
No, uh-uh. This was in Iowa.
Oh, I was
long
say.
Time ago. And then another time I got some skewers.
I
put
had
up the
that
bunny
one.
Butt.
Yep.
But yeah.
Yep.
And dipped those in chocolate and that put them in I the had. Freezer with a cute little. Oh, it's
bunny
such
butt.
A cute little activity to do with kids.
I knew I had something from you that you
yeah.
made with a peep.
With a
yes,
peep.
Yes, that was good.
They're cute.
The deep fat fried. Like,
yeah, deep fat fried. It worked because I thought, is it going to explode? Is it going to? You know, like I didn't know. It didn't though.
The yeah. explode.
Is it going to? What happens?
I feel like everyone's got to have, you know, just got to have a bite of some ears or something. Like, I don't need a lot of peeps, but I just a couple kind of.
I love to buy them. I think they're so cute. I love them, but not eating.
So yesterday, if you were around in the Lake Geneva area, and I believe today in the Milwaukee area, Scottie Pippen is repping some bourbon.
Mm-hmm.
So he was in our area yesterday.
Did you see him?
No. Because I was too busy buying peeps.
Okay. I was wondering how does Scottie Pippen and basketball or bourbon fit in with peeps?
I told Bill, I'm like, everybody is losing their ever-loving minds as Scottie Pippen is here.
I almost went.
And here I am searching for two peeps. I had to go to Walgreens for one peep. I had to go to Target for another peep. Like, here's Pippen and peeps.
Right.
Like, I mean, that's cool. Right. I remember Scottie Pippen. I know who he is and I know who he played for.
Mm-hmm.
And he's really, really tall.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
Very tall.
I needed two peeps.
You just needed two peeps and the traffic was probably horrendous.
I was like, here I am looking for peeps and Pippen's in town.
And he's in town.
So
people are, well, I'm sure that you got your peeps because everybody else was
gone.
Was concerned with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, I found both of
them.
Mm-hmm. And then I found something for you too.
Did you really?
Oh, can't wait.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh.
Good.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it was a good day because everybody was with Pippen and I was looking for peeps.
And you were looking for Pete. Oh my gosh. Now I'm just like, oh, what is it?
Would it have been cool to meet him? Yes. Don't get me wrong. That's really
well,
cool. But I
mean, what happens if you don't like bourbon then? Do you just pretend like you do and just take a shot with him?
I guess.
I don't know.
I don't like bourbon.
Just take a little bit.
To try it.
Isn't an old fashioned with bourbon? Or you can have
you
it
can
with
have
something
it,
else.
You can brandy old fashioned.
Brandy old fashioned. Or is it a bourbon?
Or you can.
Is it bourbon or brandy?
There's brandy and then there's.
Vodka.
No, it's not vodka.
I'm just joking.
I think it might be bourbon. I don't know. And then you can get it sweet or not. Like brandy old fashioned sweets.
Yeah.
Or then some people
get
it with
double
their
sweet.
Like sometimes you'll get it with the cherries. And
yeah.
Orange.
Right.
Other
garnish.
Times you'll get it with like olives. Ugh. I would rather have it sweet.
I would too.
But I always remember brandy. So I don't know.
Yeah. Brandy old fashioned.
Because
that just kind
bourbon.
Of rolls off your tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So did he go see Scottie Pippen?
No, he was at work.
He was at work.
Yeah. Dang work got in the way.
Well, I know it does sometimes. It just does.
Yeah,
why is Scottie Pippen coming on a week? Or no, it was, well, it was a weekday. It was a weekday.
Monday, 11 to 1 was the pub. And then I believe 2 to 4 was Steinbrink's Piggly Wiggly.
Oh, yeah.
So
he
was in the Lake Geneva area yesterday. And then today I saw somebody post, it looks like he was in the Milwaukee area doing his spiel again.
Mm,
so
interesting.
Yeah, he's making the rounds.
I just wanted to know,
like, how's Larissa?
I know
they're not together. But, like, I watch her on Real Housewives.
But what?
And, you know,
she's with.
I have so many questions.
But who is she with now?
I don't know. But that's would have been
she's
my question.
She's with somebody's, like, son. She's with somebody.
Oh, Michael Jordan's son.
Yes. Yeah.
And,
like, his teammate's son.
Oh,
what is his name?
Right. Something Jordan.
Yes. Oh, yes. My. With
Michael Jordan's
son. But if they're together yet, I don't know. Same.
That's why I said I had so many questions, and I probably would have gotten thrown out.
Oh, my gosh.
Because I would not have been asking the questions.
You would have been thrown out. Then. You wouldn't be there for, hello, like, I need to talk to you about the Real Housewives.
Oh, I really like this bourbon.
Security out.
Where's Larissa? What's she up to?
She's Miami, right? And,
yeah.
She was on Miami.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I'm starting to get very excited about that.
So many questions.
Where's Kate?
Oh, okay.
Do we want to talk about this?
Yeah.
We should.
Everybody else is, so yep. we do too.
I mean, because we have questions, not because of...
And here's the thing.
Do we care?
I do,
because I want her to be okay. I want her to be okay.
A human being. I love her. Okay.
I'm just going to say that.
But here's the other thing, too. Who gives a flying Photoshop if she Photoshops her... I didn't even see it. I had to look... Like, what's wrong with it?
I guess because of all these conspiracies are going around. And then they're like, why didn't she just sit with the kids? I think that that's probably where I understand. Because at first I was like, really, seriously, who cares?
I had to like Google it and like show me where the problems are. And then they circle.
They circle like 25 different things.
And I was like,
really? And now they're saying she Photoshopped one with the queen back... one of the last ones that she sat for with all of her grandkids around that she posted. And they're saying the same thing, that was Photoshopped.
Well,
and I'm like thinking like, people, she put out a statement. They put out a statement saying she's not going to be back
until after Easter. Boom. That's all I was going to say.
That's it. And now people are going crazy.
People are flipping their you-know-whats over
but
this.
But I have to tell you.
She's not back yet. She's not back doing her duties. She's not back to work yet.
Right. But I have to tell you.
Yeah.
TMZ caught her and Prince William at some farm stand. When I first saw the video, and I didn't even know, anything about it, but I just saw the video. I'm like, that's not her.
Hmm.
And then I had to click on comments like, that's not her. Like, but I was like, what? That's not her. Like, that's weird.
And then people are saying she's lost even more weight. And I'm not trying to be rude, but how could she lose any more?
How could you not if you're having abdominal surgery? Do you know what I mean? Because you do lose weight when you have surgery.
You do. But if she's better now, maybe she would be able to put on the weight.
Yeah, and maybe, yes.
Look at me. I had abdominal surgery too, and I'm as big as a house.
You are not. But I gained weight. Because you had it.
No.
That's where your weight, it came to me because, yeah.
But now I've gained all the weight back that I lost having abdominal.
I don't believe that.
Oh, yeah.
I just don't believe that.
Because Girl Scout cookies are here. I had like 3 peanut butter patties before coming on the show.
You should. The show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeez. Oh my gosh.
Yeah, because there is, what do I call it? Oh my gosh. I'm just, because I'm old now.
What? Ozempic?
I wish.
Are we hopping
now?
We hopping on that train too?
Now, yes.
Now I can eat all the Girl Scout cookies I want. I just give myself a shot.
Now, exactly. No, now you can get. Pregnant.
It's okay. It's okay. How can I help?
Pills on Amazon.
Oh, diet pills?
No. Maybe you can. I don't know.
What?
Oh my gosh!
Pills on Amazon.
Pills on Amazon. Come on.
Are they probiotics?
No.
Prebiotics?
Pregnancy.
Birth control.
Yes,
I heard about that today.
Oh my God. What's wrong with it? Thank you, birth control. Birth control pills.
Yes.
Why can't you get his Ozempic? Why? I don't know why I was even saying that.
Because Ozempic really should be for...
No, I get it. I know, but Oprah just did a special about it last night or two nights ago.
Oh, the Queen Oprah.
I couldn't watch it.
No.
I'm over. Can't deal with Oprah anymore. I'm sorry.
I don't know Oprah. I don't know where I stand with Oprah either.
I'm over. But anyway, I hope she, whatever.
Yeah.
I hope she's happy, healthy. That's all. But Kate, like people are just like
losing
conspiracy. And they're saying that Prince William's mistress was pregnant. And Kate gave him an ultimatum, like all of these things, like people calm down. And then you have Meghan Markle who silently kind of like very quietly slipped back into Instagram and reopened. Like she's doing a business now.
I was wondering where she was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I know, King Charles is going through his, cancer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she's not supposed to be back till Easter.
Right.
Like, I keep going back to that.
Right.
So, like, and I don't think William has a mistress. He just doesn't seem like the type. Do you?
I don't think so. Quite honestly, I never gave two flying, you know what, about it until all these conspiracy theories start. And I still don't, but I hope that he doesn't. But I think that they're just such a,
just being his mother's son.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know he's Prince Charles' son too, but I just, knowing who his mom was.
Mm-hmm. They just seem like they have a good marriage.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I really
who knows what happens behind closed doors.
Right.
All we know is that Kensington Palace did put out a statement saying, hey, she's going to be out of the public eye.
Yep. Yep.
Leave her alone until Easter.
Yeah.
Until, you know, and people are going crazy.
I know.
But it's still weird, though, that she photoshopped. It's still weird.
It is.
When you have all of these photographers at your fingertips.
Exactly.
And if you don't really
know what you're doing.
You just put
Happy
Mother's Day out instead of photoshopping?
Could you imagine me with Photoshop? Everybody'd have like a different head.
Well, Henry's paw would be
on,
you know, something, and or me. Like, it would just
be good.
I'm not good at photoshopping.
You're good at, you know.
I don't know that.
I remember at one radio station, they had me doing some Photoshop at times and like resizing things.
Oh.
And then they asked me to stop because it was like everything was pixelated. Because like, so I'm like, I don't know how to
now
do
where's
that.
Courtney?
Right?
What happened to Courtney?
Oh, God. I'm like, can somebody else who knows Photoshop? Like, I never had Photoshop 101.
Same here.
So,
exactly.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. It's just been, it's crazy.
Figured, yeah, we definitely needed to talk about that. But yeah, just like let her do her thing. And then if we don't hear from her on the show the day after Easter, then we can start.
Exactly.
If she doesn't call us. Then,
And I would think that I wonder if she's going to address what surgery she had.
I hope so.
I do too, because I'm thinking maybe
she has to.
Nope. And maybe she just wants that to
be private.
And I understand that, but it would be, I think that she could use her platform to help others that may have whatever she has been going through. I don't know.
An advocate for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it can go either way. She has the right to have her privacy, but
you're
also in the public eye a lot. And
exactly.
You could draw major attention to this and like you said, help other people. And
What it has proved, though, since she has been, you know,
MIA.
Yes. It has proven how big of a force that she is within the family.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, seriously. And especially since King Charles is.
She's the future queen.
She is.
And how do I say this delicately? Maybe sooner than. Later than we thought.
Right.
I feel like
we all knew that King Charles probably isn't going to be on the throne for as long as his mother was.
Right.
You know,
right.
Obviously that time is already shortened up. But, and now with his cancer diagnosis, who knows? Time will tell, I guess.
Exactly.
You know,
so she could be queen sooner than we thought.
Right. Right.
You know, and
but Camilla was very tired. She had to have a vacation not too long ago.
Don't even give me, we don't talk about her.
I know, but I just did.
She's a Rottweiler.
But she was tired. She needed that vacation. But anyway.
I mean, I feel bad. Her husband, that's the love of her life, and I don't wish cancer or anything.
No, you're not saying that.
Nope.
But it's just kind of weird she's tired.
You're tired.
She's tired.
Bitch, please.
I know, right?
Okay.
Exactly.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
What else is going on in your life? What's happening?
Not a whole lot. Just like I said, working, chilling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got the peeps up this past weekend.
So good. Leprechauns came down. Peeps went up.
Peeps are up now. And you know what? I'm going to keep them up for a while because Easter is so early this year.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, what else am I going to do?
And
in
you
April?
Can. Right.
So the peeps are, they're staying up.
And they should.
While.
They're so cute.
So we're going to be celebrating Easter all month of April.
There you go.
And because I'm lazy and I just.
There you go.
It's, I'm telling you, it's a lot of work.
I love it. It is a lot of work. I know.
But I
don't
it.
Have as many. I mean, it is just a lot of work.
Right.
Taking these down, putting
well,
things
you know,
up.
Yeah.
And blah, 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 blah.
Yep.
Yeah. So
storage
anyway.
And, yeah.
This last weekend, I have to tell you, it was just so much fun in my life anyway, because I thought it was going to be a girls' weekend. I thought my mom and my two sisters were coming. Uh-huh. That was the plan. And we're just going to have my younger sister said, I just want to get away. Let's just go up to Wisconsin, have fun and shop and whatever. So looking forward to that. And it was my sister's birthday, my younger sister's birthday a couple weeks ago. My mom's birthday is the 30th of March. So that's coming in hot. That's coming in fast, right?
Yeah.
And so I was going to surprise them with a cake that I got here and went to pick it up on Friday during my lunch hour, came back to work, and I left it in the box on the table thinking like I was going to have time to get home after work because they told me they weren't leaving until 3:30. No, I had 4 hours before they were supposed to be here.
They needed to decorate, I was told.
Yes. So I go home, just do a few things, come back to work. And in the meantime, Larry took that cake off. He didn't know where to put it in his truck.
Oh.
It was fairly warm on Friday.
No. Yeah.
The sun was streaming in the windows.
Yeah.
Apparently there was a mishap with the cake that I bought.
Oh, no.
Apparently it went south, and apparently Casey, my daughter, who surprised me, Casey and my granddaughters actually came with my mom and sisters to surprise me for my birthday.
Yes.
That's not even, it's at the end of April, right?
Yeah.
So they came to surprise me. So that's, my weekend was just super sweet and just filled with love and so much fun. But so, in walks Larry after they surprised me. Larry's like, I'm like, what'd you do with the other cake? You know, because they had my cake.
Right.
I'm like, where's the cake? He's like, well, I got to tell ya. So he goes out to get it and it had toppled over, but he and Casey tried to put it together.
Oh gosh.
It was so funny.
Was it still edible?
It was, we ate it.
Okay, good.
We had that cake Friday night. We had my cake Saturday.
Okay.
I had cake for dinner last night.
Good.
Last piece is going to be gone tonight.
Okay, I thought there would be a piece for me here today.
I'm kidding. You know what? Shoot.
You had.
Oh my gosh. I should have brought some in, but.
You had
I did
a
not.
Really nice cake. They had a really pretty picture of you on it.
I have
a great picture I want to put on your cake.
Oh, really?
Oh
is it the one where I'm
you're going to kill you?
Yeah. Where I'm like, where I don't have a chin. In fact, Deanne took one of me this weekend where I'm doing that.
Yeah.
We had a twerk off.
Really? Who
Guess
won?
Who won? My mom.
Stop.
Alberta won the twerk off.
The queen?
She won. Yep.
Awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So she got to take home
my
milkshake brings all the boys to the yard. Yeah, I got an animated little cow that's twerking sings that. So she won the twerk off.
That's so cute.
Yeah, so it was we were all dancing, except for Deanne. She was filming. So I'm sure that there's some scary film, or like there's a video filming.
She gets it all.
There's a video going around, but it was, Briley, Brooklyn, myself, and Connie, and my mom.
That's awesome.
We tried to get Larry.
Well,
he kind of did some moves. Kind of did some dance moves on the way through.
He's got some moves.
He does.
He
moved on the way through because he didn't want to twerk.
He's like, bye.
But anyway.
You guys are crazy.
So we had a twerk off. We did shopping. We had so much fun.
You had nails done.
We had nails done, petties.
Oh.
Yeah, we had a great time. I was crying when they left. I'm like, don't leave.
The video, she has a video of them leaving. And it makes anybody, you say goodbye to your family.
I know.
Friends. When they live out of state, it's just like,
man. Just come here and live.
What was I going to say? Oh, I forgot.
I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I was just talking too
much. It'll come to me. No, I just love that you guys had that time. I almost, if I wasn't knee deep in Shamrocks and Peeps, I wanted to just like drive on by and be like, where are y'all at?
I hope you know that we almost stopped at your place
really?
Friday night. We almost, but they're like, we can't pop in.
Why?
I'm like, I think we could.
Oh,
I think we could pop. We could do the pop in.
Yeah.
And they're like, we can't do that because we're just overwhelming.
Do you know me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never met your daughter yet.
I know.
I feel like I haven't. I haven't met the grandkids and I love your sisters and your mom. So, and Larry.
We did drive by your house. I'm like, they're like, and both vehicles were there. Like, and
I should have called.
I should have. Yeah.
Yeah. I usually am in the garage. I was too lazy. I didn't put it in. Yeah.
Oh, your car.
I usually put my car.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So, I was like, so you're, did you're just in the garage.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're like, no, we can't do that. I'm like, okay. So anyway, I didn't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. I didn't want to, you know what I mean? Like,
oh, that would have been awesome.
I know. Next time.
All right.
Next time you're just coming with us. Yes, next time you're coming with. Yes. That's it.
Because I love chaos.
Yeah. Well, we need to go down and actually we need to probably wrap up soon, but we need to, we should go down.
To where?
To Cedar Falls, Iowa. Oh,
yes, yes.
Because Liz, mm-hmm. Larry's daughter, mm-hmm. has her business, esthetician, mm-hmm. and she does these great, great
massages.
And I don't even...
I watched
know
the video.
The actual term that she's... No, she is, yes.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, like, what she does, as far as, like, what different packages or, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, dermaplaning or, that kind of, like, the actual term.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't know that either. I just want her to rub me and play with my hair.
Okay. All right. You heard that here first.
I almost fell asleep watching the video
you
of
heard
her
it
do,
here first.
Do her friend.
Yeah.
Oh God, that looks so good.
You've never had that done with,
I have never
had a scalp or anything like that done.
Maybe a little scalp massage, but I never had, she's got like these little combs and she's like brushing her hair. I literally had tingles watching the video and almost fell asleep. And that's when I tagged you and I said, we are going down by Liz.
Yeah. You know, we're going to have to stay overnight because
that's fine. That's fine.
Because you're not going to want to go anywhere but after that.
Seriously want that massage. Mm-hmm.
It looks so good.
Just rub me down mm-hmm. and play with my hair.
There you go. Yeah.
And don't make it awkward.
She
just,
won't.
I'm just kidding. You can totally make it awkward. I know
who
your
dad
is.
We'll be fine. Exactly.
Yeah, right.
Oh, that's kind of...
I know, that's weird.
Anyway, her place is Blaze the Spa. And so let's see here. Yeah, she does filler, acne specialists, and anything that you need.
And eyelashes, and so she does, and makeup and hair, and I mean,
skincare, aesthetics. Yes, so that's in Cedar Falls.
Oh,
so
I
we're gonna have
it.
To. Yes, she has the best eyebrows. I'm not even kidding.
She's really pretty.
She has the best brows ever.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that we should do.
Let's book
before,
it
before crazy
before summer
gets here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
we're gonna have to do it.
Just thinking about it, I'm like, oh.
You're going to like buy those little combs, be like, Bill.
I'll be like, Bill.
Here you go, Bill.
Here, brush my hair. He's gonna be like,
he'll be combing Henry. I thought these were for Henry. Anyway, so what's up with your weekend?
What is this weekend?
I mean, I know that it is only Tuesday. This will be out on Wednesday, but anything.
Oh, I'm dog sitting.
Oh, okay.
Yep, I have Vinny.
I love that.
Vinny,
I love that.
Vinny is a regular.
Love it.
And he is a meatball. He's 80 some pounds of love.
Oh, he's so cute.
And if you are not rubbing him at all times, he goes.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Just like that. I have it on video.
You're going to be playing that when you get there this weekend. And you're going to be playing this, listening to us back again. And Vinny be like, what? Wait a minute. Is that my cue?
Am I talking?
We have coming up. April 13th, we are headed to a luncheon at the Abbey Resort and Fontana Spa in Fontana, the Walworth County Arc. We're headed to that luncheon, and I'm really excited about this because I've never been. So I'm excited to find out more about Arc and what they do and the luncheon and the silent auction. I guess the silent auction is legendary. Their baskets that
you
they
know
have.
Me, I love to buy some.
I know.
Asked me to be your date, so I'm super excited about that. And do you know what ARC stands for? And I'm not trying to put you on the spot. I should.
I know that I do.
I believe I looked it up, and then
I know.
I can't remember
here.
Anything, so I forgot. And
Let's see here.
I love Fontana and I love the Abbey Resort. Like, I'm so excited for this.
I know.
And I love you and I love lunch and I probably love the people that we're going to be with because I'm assuming that we're going to know people.
Yes. I'm not exactly sure ARC what that is. It says Join the Walworth County ARC to show your support for special needs people and their future in our communities. So that is where we're going to go for the luncheon as far as for to support Walworth County ARC. And their theme this year is Roots of Love.
Awesome.
So, yeah. So now that is my mission to find out exactly. And I don't understand why I can't find it.
Mm-hmm. I think I looked on the website, too. I had a hard time finding exactly what it stood for.
Now, some of the organizations and activities of the Walworth County ARC support the summer school program at Lakeland School in Elkhorn, financial assistance and support for VIP services, memorial and scholarship funds, Lakeland School reunions, and the list goes on, the women's luncheon. So, anyway, you can check it out, though, the ARC Wisconsin.
Okay. Awesome.
Yes.
Well, we'll ask exactly what...
I know, because I really do need to find out.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
No,
I was just wondering, I knew that it was for, you know, special needs in the mm-hmm, community and everything. Mm-hmm. Just didn't know what the...
What ARC is. Yeah. But we will find out and report on that.
We'll get back to you.
We should go live.
From there? Yeah, because we know we're going to be all dressed
up. Yeah, yeah.
Fontana is gorgeous and the Abbey Resort is gorgeous. We should do that.
We should go live in April. So again, that's April 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, April 13th. So... but beyond that, I hope everybody has a great rest of the day today. And if you are in Southeast Wisconsin, I'm hoping maybe the snow just kind of like...
I hope it just rains.
Just rains.
Just
rains. It's supposed to at some point. Like I said, we were supposed to maybe get up to like 6 inches, no. But then they backed it down. So who knows? It changes all the time. Spring is here, baby. Spring is here.
I'm just over it. Like, no, you had your chance to snow.
Exactly.
We're done.
We're done. That's it. That's it.
Sorry.
And we're cutting it off. That's it. And we're cutting ourselves off. I'm Melody Judge.
I'm Courtney Bieber.
And you've been listening to Bold and Blonde. And thanks for shopping at Melody Mart.
See ya.